AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Los Angeles, a man claims he found a knife years ago on the demolition site at O.J. Simpson's former home.
We are interested in finding out as quickly as possible so we can put this story to rest or confirm something.
Police Captain Andrew Nyman says that the construction worker passed along the knife to a former LAPD motorcycle officer. Retired AP correspondent Linda Deutsch, who covered O.J. Simpson's trial, is flabbergasted by this latest development.
I think that this is proof that the O.J. Simpson case will never end. It is unbelievable. I mean, it was the trial of the century 20 years ago, and people are still arguing about it.
O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murder charges in the 1994 stabbings of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. President Obama is touting the latest economic numbers while rebuking Republican candidates who say the country is on the wrong track. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It was a late addition to the president's schedule.
I thought it might be useful to take a small break from the spectacle of the political season, and now I gather OJ.
He tells reporters a jobless rate of less than 5% and more than 240,000 jobs created last month show, despite the alternate reality spewed on the campaign trail, the nation's not down in the dumps.
America's pretty darn great right now.
The president says he does not know if the actual facts will cause the candidates to change what he calls their doomsday rhetoric. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Closing bell just sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 62 points. Fox News Channel says close to 17 million people watched last night's GOP debate. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz remain on the offensive against Donald Trump. Here's Rubio.
He's asking you to make him the commander-in-chief of the most important and powerful military in human history. He's asking him to give you the power to send your 18 and 19-year-old sons and daughters off to war.
This is AP Radio News. The medical examiner's report in Atlanta shows Bobby Christina Brown died last year from a mixture of drug intoxication and being immersed in water. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter was found face down and unresponsive in a bathtub in her home. Attorney Lawrence Zimmerman is not connected to the Brown case, but he says it is telling that there have been no arrests.
That means they're stretching, they don't have much, and they're grasping at straws.
Investigators could not determine if Brown's death was intentional or accidental. The FBI is revealing how thieves made off with gold bars worth close to $5 million in a truck robbery in Florida. A GPS tracker was used, as well as a remote control pepper spray launcher to subdue the drivers. The alleged ringleader is under arrest. Two new studies bolster evidence that feeding babies peanuts or other allergy-inducing foods are more likely to protect them than to cause problems. One study is follow-up to a landmark research published last year. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.